episode 3180, Turned Doubt into Determination.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. How are you doing? I hope you're having a beautiful start to a brand new week. I can't believe, you know, it just is like in a blink, we are already midweek. I know we're not yet. We've got one more day, but who wants to get to hump day? Well, first we got to get through our inspiration. It's time to turn doubt into determination. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, take a deep breath. We are on a ride of a lifetime here at createyournow.com. We've got a lot going on. We are on today. You can watch us and be featured on pray.com. We also will be starting the TV series on createyournow.com along with YouTube. Plus, we're on TV stations. So there's a lot happening. We've got AIM that hopefully, depending upon my daughter, remember, she's giving birth to my granddaughter. Yes, well, oh, did I let that slip? Oh, yes, it's so exciting. So I have a grandson and a granddaughter celebration. Okay, we'll leave that for another episode. But it's all dependent there. And so I appreciate your grace, but know that you want to stay tuned here on the podcast and also on the newsletter. Always go over to createyournow.com because we've got bigger things even happening besides all of that. So I'm in the middle of writing a book. I mean, you name it, it is going on, it's going down. So I want to spend more time with you. We're trying to figure unique ways to do that, to build you up every day so you can live authentically God's way. It's not about doing it my way. It's finding your way. Using, yes, other people's stories, figuring out, okay, well, this worked and you don't have to do it alone. It's coming together. And a lot of us need that support. And so I'm getting that tug from people like, Christiane, we need this. Let's go. Get moving. Let's get this going. So I'm trying to step it up, but I appreciate your grace. And in all of that, right, we have to look at ourselves when we are walking out our journeys, that grace. And we have to figure out, okay, we can't continually beat ourselves up, but we do. And a lot of it comes from doubt. And in the depths of doubt, when darkness surrounds you and uncertainty creeps in, because it does, it's easy to feel lost and alone. If you think doubt defines you, then turn doubt into determination. You see, doubts can most certainly hold you back from living the life you desire. You've probably made some mistakes based on your doubt, right? If you go back and like, yeah, I doubted myself and I just didn't do it, which I should have. But you don't have to fall into that trap. You are seen and heard. You are not alone in your struggles, and you will rise above the doubt and ignite the flame of determination within you. But let's be real. It is true that doubt can be overwhelming, but remember, doubt is a feeling, not a reflection of your capabilities or worth. Think about that for a moment. Doubt is something that is like, okay, yeah, I question. It's a feeling. There's nothing factual about the doubt. Now, yes, you can say, well, in these circumstances, I failed here. In this circumstance, I failed here. In this situation, well, you know, it was better, but it really wasn't a success, so I consider it a failure. So all that equals to why I have doubt. I get that. There are facts to doubt, but when we're going through the motions and making a decision and seeing things and we're having this hesitation, it's a feeling. Not a reflection of your capabilities or worth. You know, doubt is a companion that we all encounter along the journey of life, and it is how we respond to it that we find our true strength. One of the first steps in turning doubt into determination is to acknowledge your doubts and fears, saying, hey, I got it. It takes courage to face them head on, but by doing so, you're taking control of your own narrative. You get to write your story. No one else does. Don't give someone else the pen. You have it, my friend. Embrace the fact that doubt is a natural part of growth and progress. It signifies that you're pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone, and that is where true transformation occurs. So you got to turn doubt into determination. Be patient with yourself, right? Grace. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are dreams achieved overnight, right? Nothing happens overnight. If you go viral eventually, well, it's going to go away too. You shouldn't want to be looking that direction about, hey, I want to go viral. I want to do this. I get it if you're wanting to build your business and you want to get out there, but you've got to do it the right way. You've got to build a foundation. And same goes for your everyday life, what you're looking at, professional, personal. Understand that the path to success is rarely linear. It's filled with twists and turns and all arounds and ups and downs, unexpected obstacles. However, each setback is an opportunity for a comeback, right? Growth and learning, they're stepping stones. Embrace the journey even when it feels challenging or uncertain. Trust that every step you take, no matter how small, is propelling you forward towards your dreams. Remember, determination is not a one-time decision. It's like, yep, I'm going to do this, I got this. No, it's not. It's a daily commitment, moment by moment. Even on those days when doubt looms large and you remind yourself of your purpose and why you started on this path in the first place, you're like, yeah, this is where I'm headed. So surround yourself with a support system of like-minded people that believe in who you are becoming. Seek inspiration from others who have faced adversity and emerged what? Victorious. We're better together, my friend. So let the stories that you hear from them, your success stories, truly light the way and fuel your fire. Because you haven't been a failure your whole life. You have not been. But you can't go further if you let doubt stand in your way. So it's important to celebrate your wins, no matter how small they may seem. Recognize and acknowledge your progress. Like, okay, I did this. If you're losing weight, celebrate each point, whatever pound that you've lost. If you go above it, right? Celebrate it. It's okay. Because maybe you did something better or you realized something. So even on those days, right? When you're just like, I don't know. Recognize and acknowledge your progress, for it's a testament to your resilience and determination. Each milestone reached, right, is that stepping stone towards what? Greatness. Allow yourself to revel in your achievements, not pridefully, but it's okay to look at yourself in the mirror and say, you're daggum good at this. Now, you may not want to go tell the world, but you can talk to yourself. You can talk to your close friends, your confidants, and say, look, I just need to get this off my chest. You need a sounding board. And take those achievements, even when you are being humble, and use them as fuel to propel you forward. And then, my friend, you've got to believe in yourself. You can do this. Doubt may seep into your mind, attempting to diminish your self-confidence. However, remember that the belief in yourself is the antidote to doubt. That's your prescription. Everybody wants a one-size-fits-all. There you go. Believe in yourself. Nurture your self-belief. Affirm your own strengths. Acknowledge your past successes. Cultivate a positive mindset. Right? Surround yourself with positivity. Yes, you got to have reality checks. I get it. But you've got to find what you want out of your life. And that means if you're not looking for it, you're not going to see it. You know, people say, gosh, is God real? I mean, are there miracles? Well, if you're not looking for them, you're not going to find them. There's miracles every single day. You may see them in your Facebook feed, but maybe you ignore them. Or your Instagram reels, or maybe it's something on the news that you just happen to catch. Maybe it's a conversation with a neighbor or even a stranger. There are miracles all around, but you have to be open to looking for them. God winks. So as you journey through life, doubt may attempt to slow you down, but remember that it is within your power, your decision, to rise above. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness, and this is your journey of greatness that you're on. Stay the course. Be patient and let determination guide your way. You are seen. You are heard. And you have the strength within you to turn doubt into determination. So embrace the journey and let your light shine. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.